Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day. It is a new day that our Lord has made. Yes, today is 24th of June 2022. It is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are just excited because we have him. We have him, the one who holds today. We have him, the one who holds the future. And we are just excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We serve a mighty God. We serve a gracious God, an able God, the one who has been tested and tried and has been proven to be true. And he has been proven to be an able God. He has been proven to be a God who hears prayer. And not only does he hear prayer, but he is a God who answers prayer. So we're going to go before the Lord in a prayer of agreement, for there is power in agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. We know we are more than two here. We are more than three here, so we can put thousands upon thousands upon thousands to flight. So we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing, Lord. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready. We are ready to receive all the blessings you have installed for us today. We are ready, Father, to be ordered by you, Lord, to order our steps, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to minister to those whom you put in our paths, Lord. We are ready to let our light shine, Father. We do not want to put our light under the bushel, but we want it to shine in the mighty name of Jesus. We are ready, Father God, yes, that when we see people, meet people, Father, we are ready, Father, to encourage. We are ready to tell them the goodness of the Lord. Any opportunity that presents itself to us, Father, we want to make use of it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning. So we pray, Father God, as we praise you and worship you this morning, we do not want anything to hinder our prayers. We do not want anything the accuser of the saints to accuse us with. So we pray, Father God, that you forgive us of all our sins, those that we have done, anything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Father, that you forgive us, whether it was under submission or omission on our part, those things that we have done with our mouth or our action. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Father. Yes, cleanse us with your hyssop. Wash us clean in the mighty name of Jesus, that will be whiter than snow. Create in us, Father God, a clean heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, do not withhold your Holy Spirit from us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, and help us, Lord, that we forgive if there is anyone who has offended us. I pray, Father God, that we do not hold anyone hostage in our hearts, but we let them go, Father. We learn from you, Lord. Yes, that you loved the world, that you gave, and you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For you are a giver, Lord, and you are a forgiver, because you paid a debt that you did not own. And we owed a debt that we could not pay. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, as we exalt you this morning. Yes, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Yes, there is no any other God but you, the one who, when he arises, his enemies scatter. In the mighty name of Jesus, for our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought. I honor you, Father God. I glorify your name this morning. I thank you, Father God, for you are a giver of peace. You give us passes all understanding. Yes, as you promised us in your word, that peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. And you do not give as the world gives, Lord. Yes, and this morning, Father, our hearts are not troubled at all, regardless of any situation or circumstance, Father. We trust you. We depend on you because you are trustworthy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are not afraid, Father. We are not frightened at all as we come to you, Father. Yes, as you promised and teach us in your word that we do not have to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Yes, with thanksgiving in our hearts, to let our requests known. We are letting our needs, our requests known unto you, our God. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, yes, for hearing and answering our prayers. So, Father God, we pray for our brothers and sisters, those who do not know you, those who are out there, who are still lost and wandering in sin and being used by the enemy. We just pray, Father God, that you draw them unto you, Lord. Yes, touch their hard hearts and give them a soft heart, a heart of flesh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when they hear you, yes, you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock, Father, that they will let you in the mighty name of Jesus. So we call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come. Whatever is holding them back, Father, you break every chain, every yoke, be broken right now. Yes, draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are still believing. We are believing for 2,200 souls to come to the kingdom this year of 2022. And we are believing that our family members, our loved ones, are in that number. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. And we pray for healing those who are sick in their bodies, Lord. Whatever sickness or disease that is bothering them, Father, my brothers and sisters, right now under the sound of my voice, whoever is not feeling well, I decree and declare, Father, that they receive the bread of healing in the mighty name of Jesus, for healing is the bread of the children. We pray, Father God, releasing the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, to those we see that this virus, this COVID-19 is popping up again, getting out of control. We just pray, Father God, for the protection and healing of your people, because Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions. And you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. By your stripes we are healed. So we decree and declare healing, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. I know they talk about vaccines that are there and these medications, but those are suppressors. They do not heal. The total healing comes from you. You are the healer. Regardless, Father, we trust you for everything, because the blood of Jesus does not lose its power. It does not expire, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because these man-made medications, you have to store it in certain temperatures, certain places, and when they do not follow those processes and procedures, they spoil, they don't work. But the blood of Jesus, it does not matter where storms of life take us, whether we are right deep in the deepest valley, the blood of Jesus still works. Whether we are higher up in the highest mountain or how wide it is, the blood of Jesus still works. It does not expire. It does not cease its power, regardless of situation and circumstance. So, Father God, by that authority that we get from the blood of Jesus, we decree and declare healing over your people, all manner of sicknesses and diseases, whether they are mental, whether they are emotional, whether it's physical sickness or spiritual warfare, even financial, Father, I just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus in all areas of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, as you are in agreement right now with the lines being muted, you know what area of life that is sick in your body, whether it is your physical body, whether it is your emotions, whether it is you are having some spiritual battles going on, relationship warfare, there is no peace in the house, it's all quarreling and all fights that seem not to come to an end, or you are battling with unforgiveness. I do believe that we are in the presence of the Almighty God. His presence is here. His power is here. As I continue to pray, Father, I just pray that you, as my brother and my sister, under the sound of my voice, declare and receive your healing. The water is being treaded right now. We are in a spiritual warfare, but the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's, and you can receive it, whatever, whether you want to make a decision, a major decision in life, you feel like you are on the crossroads. You don't know which way to take, whether to go to the left, to go to the right, or to move forward. You kind of feel like you are stuck. But this morning, by the power and the authority we get from the blood of Jesus, be unstuck right now. Hear his voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it and be obedient to that voice in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, by the power I get from the blood of Jesus, I release your healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, whatever it is, even with my family. I stand, Father, for my family, for my children, whatever battles they are going through, Father. Those that they have shared with me and those that they are keeping as personal. Because, Father God, you, there is nothing hidden from you. You know everything. You understand everything. Even those things we think they are a secret, nobody knows. You know, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I release, Father, the presence of God, the power of God, the healing power of God, the delivering power of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Not only healing in our physical and emotional bodies, but also in our families, the relations in families. There's a lot of quarreling, a lot of fighting in these families, Father. We release the presence of God. We release the peace of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that they forgive and forgive each other. For you are such a reasonable God. You are the one who said in your word, yes, now come, let us reason together. Yes, you said, even if our sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Even if they are as red as crimson, yes, they shall be as wool. So you are such a reasonable God, and you are not a respecter of any person. You give us the desires of our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for giving us a forgiving heart in the name of Jesus, and increasing our faith and trusting you, Lord, that you are such an able God. We honor you, Father God. We glorify your name as we continue to stand on the gap, Father, for our nation, for nations, yes, for our leaders, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, our national or local leaders and our international leaders, Father, as we stand on the gap in honor of your word, yes, that you said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, yes, then you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins and heal our land. So as intercessors, Father, as prayer warriors, Father, we stand on the gap on behalf of our nation, Father, confessing, Father, our sins, Lord, and seeking your face, Father, and turning away from these wicked ways. There's a lot of wickedness going on. And this morning we decree and declare to turn away from these wicked ways in the mighty name of Jesus, that you heal our land, Father. Restore our land. Restore the peace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Restore the love relations, Father. Yes, relationship with you as a nation, Father. We do not want to just have a form of godliness anymore, but to be, yes, under submission of the mighty hand of God. Not only saying it on our money, that in God we trust, and we do not trust the God. We want to trust you, Father, because you are trustworthy in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, yes, all our leaders, these executive branches for every nation and state, Father, and local ones, Father, the executive branches, the legislative branch, Father, yes, the judicial branch, that they do what is right. These men and women who are in positions of authority, that they do what is right, make rules and regulations for the betterment of the people, not fulfilling their own personal egos and personal agendas, and holding on to power and manipulating the weak and the less privileged. We come against this spirit of, it actually turns out to be a spirit of witchcraft, of manipulation, and taking advantage of others and using others for their betterment, for their self-fulfillment. That's spirit of witchcraft. We come against you, you spirit of witchcraft and manipulation and control. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, for you are a God of restoration. There is nothing impossible with you. We honor you, Father, in protecting all our military communities, all the branches, Father, and for protection of our children and the educators as they are on summer break, but some are taking summer school. I just pray, Father God, that you protect our children. It's getting scary, you know, with the kids, and they don't know where it is safe because children are being attacked, even in daycare facilities. They are being attacked with these shootings and random shootings and anger and frustration that is out of control going around. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you arise and let all your enemies be scattered. We thank you, Father God, for every system of our well-being function well, our health system, even our workforce system, that it functions well. In the mighty name of Jesus, and above all, the church, Father, that the body of Christ, this sleeping giant, will get up and do what you have called us to do. And our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. So I thank you, Father God, for all your servants, all ministries. You have called some apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Even the missionaries, those who are in a foreign land and spreading the good news. We just pray, Father God, that they be and that they are effective. Even those who are in the ministry of service, the ones who save the people and save your servants, Father, whether it is a hospitality team, the ones who monitor the parking lot, the intercessors within the body of Christ. I just pray, Father God, that every office, every member function the way we should function as we remain connected to you, Father, who is the vine and we are the branches. We do not want to be disconnected and be thrown away where we wither and die off and be put into the fire. But we want to remain connected, yes, to you, the true vine, so that we can bear fruit and much, much fruit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you as we continue to lift up our eyes unto the hills. Yes, we lift them up unto the mountain because we know that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth, the one who does not sleep. You don't take vacation. You do not get weary. You don't take a break. You don't slumber nor sleep. Yes, the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Father God, for you are our keeper. You are our shade. Yes, you uphold us with your right strong in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. And we seal this breakthrough. We seal these prayers by the blood of Jesus. And we consider it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And good morning, everybody. And before we get our lines open, I just want to remind you, if you missed it, our scripture of the week is coming from the book of Psalm 18, And I will encourage you to read through the whole chapter. It is a very short chapter. I believe it is like 49, 50 verses. I'm not sure, but it is a very short chapter. And we are focusing on the first three verses that reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Praise God. We thank God who saves us from our enemies. Some of us, we know we got enemies, those that are seen and unseen, that are working 24/7, 365 days or 366, depending whether it's a leap year. They do not rest, just want to destroy us. But we have a God who saves us from all our enemies. So we know for us to be here, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by our own wisdom that we know how to be tactful and hide and defend. No, it is by His Spirit. It is by God's grace that we are here. He fights our battles, those that are seen and unseen. So another scripture that the Lord has been ministering to me, actually this became really, I just had some feeling that was just, it's unexplainable, but it is a popular verse, a popular chapter, and I'm just going to read it, then we open the line. It's Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. This is from the shepherd boy who tends to be the king and of Israel, David. We know the story of David, and he wrote this psalm. It's very short and very powerful, in my opinion. I know every word in the word of God from Genesis to Revelation is all powerful. But some days, depending with where you are, you know, what kind of warfare you are going through, some scripture verses just become aha moments for you. So this one just brought tears to me last night, and I felt I needed to share with you. I think last night I was on an amplified version. So I will encourage you that when you get an opportunity, you can look it up in Amplified because it has some extra verses and it cleans it a little, you know, adds some spices and onions, but it's still soup. So right now I'm NIV. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. King James says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in anyone. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters, beside the still waters, and he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path. For his name's sake, he guides me in the righteousness path. Actually, I love the King James Version. I am not sure how I got here because when I was reading it last night, I was in King James Version. Okay, and my computer does not want to move. But anyways, let's see. Okay, thank you, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever. This last night, I felt like I have never read this scripture before. It just became alive to me, and I hope it ministers to you. It's not just memorizing it like we did when we were children in Sunday school, or for us, for myself, when I was in grade school, like we will rehearse or say, "The Lord is my shepherd," or Psalm 23 at the assembly before school starts. You know, the Lord's Prayer, all these psalms and all those things, we did them. And it was just a matter of, you know, it's something we do. It was not something that, you know, was part and parcel of your life as a child or not really saved. You just think it's a routine. It's something we have to do. You know, we go to the assembly, you get inspection of your uniform, that your hair is combed, your shoes are polished and stuff like that. Then you do the Lord's Prayer, or you do Psalm 23 or something like that. But last night, the Lord was ministering to me, and it became so life to me that he is a good shepherd, and he makes me, myself, put your name on it, that he makes you, he makes me, Scholastica, to lie down on these green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. I love nature. I love walking out and, you know, just walking in the woods and follow different trails. And if you walk beside where there is like a stream of water, that there is a certain atmosphere, a certain noise that comes from the water flowing. And it's just so peaceful. It's just so sweet. It's indescribable. This is what God does to us when the storms of life come. And some people will wonder, will be like, look what is going on in your household. Look what is going on at your job, in your neighborhood, in the country. But you still peace. You are still put together. You are still calm. What is going on? Sometimes even your family members do not understand it, because we have this good shepherd, the one who leads us beside these still waters, and he restores our souls. He just makes us right, you know, just pass in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. All this is to give God the glory. When your friends, your family members approach you and say, "Why are you so together when everyone around you is scattered?" That's an open door. That's an opportunity for us to share the goodness of the Lord and tell them that I found him, a good shepherd, the one who puts you together when everyone around you is scattered, the one who gives us peace that surpasses all understanding, the one who helps us as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and he just takes away fear from us, that we fear nothing because he provides his rod and his staff to comfort us. And above all, he prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. And the Holy Spirit ministered to me last night that because you have this good shepherd who prepares a table for you in the presence of our enemies, you do not have to be caught up in this economy, gas prices, this inflation, and just get entangled and talk how bad things are. No, because he prepares a table for you. He makes He is going to go on your favor and act on your favor, that rules and regulations, policies and procedures and price tags are going to work on your favor. You are not ruled by the status of the economy. You are not going to go in this rabbit chase and talking about how gas prices have gone up. I saw one place where it's over $5 over here, but you are not going to go there because you have a good shepherd. So I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, that we have a good shepherd. Our affairs are not handled on this earth. They are not handled on this world, but they are handled above. Although we are in this world, but we are not of this world. He is able to do anything and everything that man cannot do. He prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies, and he anoints our head with oil, and our cups run over. They run over. Economy down, economy up, our cups run over, regardless of the situation. And we ask him for wisdom. That God give me wisdom so that I am a good steward of what you have given me. That I have a sense and an understanding of what a seed is and what bread is. That I do not eat my seed. And he gives wisdom. And the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. And our God, he gives wisdom without even holding back. He doesn't withhold his wisdom. He gives it reluctantly. So we can ask God for wisdom, and he will give it to us as we continue to love the Lord, who is our strength, the Lord who is our rock. He is our fortress, our deliverer. He is our strength. And we trust him. He is our butler. And he is the horn of our salvation. He is our high tower, our hiding rock. And we will call upon him, for he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of your praise. He is worthy of my praise. So my brothers and sisters, this morning the lines are open. We're going to go before the Lord, who is worthy of our praise, and just praise him. Just praise him. Do not ask for anything at this particular time, but to praise him, to tell him thank you. Tell him, count your blessings.
Thank you. You always come to their rescue. I thank you, God, for our like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. In the mighty name of Jesus, the enemy tries to capture us, tries to deceive us, but we escape. You rescue us. You are our rescue, our refuge. Yes, thank you, Father, for your love is so big. It's so big, Father. Your grace is so much, Lord. It's ascended for us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The one who was, who is, and is, Father. I thank you, for you are a covenant-keeping God. You kept your covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are still keeping your covenant right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is no one like you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have a moment of experience. Yes. Yes, you feel your presence, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing, Lord. The anointing that breaks you off. I thank you, Father, for you are so faithful. You are faithful, God. You are merciful, God. I honor you, Lord. You are such a good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his.
Continue to pray my strength in the Lord and pray for my family members and just praying for the whole world and everything, but mostly praying for my strength. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Man, somebody's making a noise in the background. If we could get you to mute your line, we would certainly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Alice Marie. And I just thank you for the word this morning and the prayer. And, well, I have a prayer request. I will be traveling either later on this afternoon or tomorrow. I'll be headed to Macon, but I'll be in one of Robin also, but Macon on Saturday, but I may be earlier. So I pray for safe travel to and from Macon, well, as I travel on the highways, the byways, and the regular road, pray for protection for my car and myself.
Amen.
And everybody have a wonderful weekend.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Morning.
Go ahead, Sister Mary, is that you?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I just thank God for that beautiful prayer. Thank God for the strength that it brought into my life this morning and into my family life as I called out their names for healing. It was just, oh God, God is just so good. I just thank God for this family this morning. Each of you, thank you for the blessings that you bring into my life. It's just a joy. I tell you, I'm just on fire for God this morning. Thank God for each of you, and God bless you, and we'll continue to intercede for the needs of our families in Jesus' name this weekend. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I want to go ahead and give my testimony. I think it was it last week? On the 16th, I had an appointment, and that week we prayed, and we've been praying. I had a physical, and there was something the doctor was telling me that there was a possibility that I had some kind of something on my uterus which could lead to cancer. So, of course, you know, I'm not one to get upset and get mad. My thing is I'm trusting God. I'm believing God. So each morning as I have gotten up out of the bed, you know, I tell you that I get up and I dance and I shout and I'm thanking God. So, you know, I've been praising God for the healing. And in the meantime, I've been drinking three tablespoons of lemon and a cup of hot water. And just believing God. Also, I started taking vitamin A, which is supposed to help with those kinds of things. So I got my report yesterday that there is nothing there. It is completely gone. And so this is about what God can do. We talk about God can heal, and this is an example of the Lord says to use the leaves on the trees for the healing of the nations. Lemons are natural. And I have sent that information out concerning cancer to people, probably everybody on this prayer line. From time to time, I just do a reminder so you can pass it out to other people. But I believe that God continues to heal, and I just give him the praise for what he did for me and my body, and I appreciate you for your prayers, the fervent, effective prayers of a righteous man of Bel. So thank you once again for your prayers. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Is there any other? Good morning. This is Lois. And thank you for the word today. Thank God for healing. Thank God for listening to us and answering our prayers. And I, too, have a progress report. A few weeks ago, I told y'all that I was having bruises to show up on my body. So when I got another one, I did go to the doctor, and he did Ranson tests, and he checked for clotting. And I got a letter back yesterday saying everything was normal. I was 130% normal. But, and I think and praise God for that. But on Sunday, I noticed I was having, felt like Charlie Hawk in the calf of my leg. So I asked for prayer for that to go away. And, you know, I was wondering that blood clot, but I got a letter back from my tests that I took that it was okay. And everybody have a blessed and wonderful weekend and day. Just to keep her in the prayers, in your prayers, Sister Beverly. Sister Beverly. That's out on that I see ever so often out on the street deck for her deliverance and her healing and stuff from the drugs and things. Continue prayer for her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is there any other?
Yes.
Amen.
I have another request. For the maintenance man, Johnny, his mother was took sick, and they had to put her in the hospital. So her name slipped my mind. I did ask. I don't want to just give a wrong name. But we just pray for Johnny's mother, healing for Johnny's mother. God knows everything.
Amen.
So we'll pray for healing for Johnny's mother.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And as we pray for healing for Johnny's mother, I'm going to also add my daughter, Praise. she strained her a muscle at work on her left leg. So to pray for her healing, and also she's having some issues, some dental issues. So she needs to get that taken care of as well. But we serve a healing God. Amen. So we're going to all go before the Lord and pray for this prayer request. And the next voice you will hear will be Pastor Darlene. And I do apologize for dipping into your time. So we thank God, and you all have a good weekend. Let us pray for these needs, and Pastor Darlene will take us out. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Start praying. Can we just be reminded while we're praying that we're just going to go ahead and pray and bind up the demons that are out there that we've been praying for, the murdering demon, the mass shooting demon. So just include that in our prayers as we're praying right now. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Lord,
Hallelujah.
I say that you are a deliverer, oh God. And we thank you, God, today.
Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of
God.
Jesus. I pray, Father God, that now we are in agreement for all these needs and these requests for traveling message for Sister Marie and all those who are traveling this weekend, Father God. We just pray that you go before them, you go around them, that they arrive at their destination safely and accomplish the reason for their travel. And come back to their home safely and protect and heal their belongings while they are born in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus for healing, Lord, for Sister Lois and healing and, for Beverly for healing and delivering, Father, and Johnny's mother, and for praise and all my children who are not feeling well, Father, whether it's emotional or physical, Father, I just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to touch and heal. And we continue to pray against this spirit of murder, this spirit of shooting, and this cocaine spirit that is attacking our nation, our young people. In the mighty name of Jesus, this spirit of anger and unfulfillment. Amen. We come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for you are a deliverer. You are a healer. You heal our nation, Father. You heal our people, our neighborhood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do not want to live in fear. We do not want to be intimidated. But we lift up even those institutions of authority making decisions, Father, that they will make good decisions, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, you are mighty. You are mighty. There is no any other God but you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you. You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. We reverence you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God. Yes, we glorify your name. There is no any other God but you. Thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Continue.
Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord once again for the saints of God. Thank God for the word this morning, Pastor Scholastica. And we will continue to trust the Lord that he gives us that peace as we walk through life, as we are trusting in him. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear nothing. We fear no evil because our God is with us. So thank you once again. Thank everyone this week for your words that you have shared with us, the prayers that have come forth. We appreciate that. Thank God for the unity today. And as we're at the top of the hour, I decree this morning that I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus, and I make a declaration for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we're covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as the sons of the Lord, our righteousness as is a beast of the Lord. So we thank God today for love, his peace, and his mercy. I decree this morning that the devil is under our feet. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning that we walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, I decree this morning that we are trusting and depending on the Lord for the abundance in our lives, that we have more than enough as we seek the face of God. I decree this morning that we are the lender and not the borrower. In Jesus' name, I decree that we love God and keep his commandments, and we are anointed by God to do his work. So whoever you are, if you're here at this prayer line, I make a declaration that your families are blessed by God, blessed to be here, and that we continue to trust in the Lord. We have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, and we can speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be removed and cast into the sea. So continue to be in a place where God would have you to be. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for Apostle Horsley providing us a scripture for our fast, which will be the week of July the 6th. We will be fasting July 6th through July the 8th, and our scripture is in the book of the Ephesians, I believe. Let me see real quick. I have it right here. Just so you'll get a jump on it, it is, First Timothy 4 and 1 through 6. Once again, the scripture that we will be using is 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 6, and the fast will start on July the 6th. It will run through July the 8th. So prepare for that. Everybody be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.